The Gospel of John, Chapter 8. The Adulteress. As for Jesus, he went to the Mount of Olives. At daybreak, Jesus appeared in the temple again. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. Then the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They made her stand in front of everyone. "Master," they said, "this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now the law of Moses orders that such women be stoned to death. But you, what do you say?" They said this to test Jesus, in order to have some charge against him. Jesus bent down and started writing on the ground with his finger. And as they continued to ask him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who has no sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And he bent down again, writing on the ground. As a result of these words, they went away, one by one, starting with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Then Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go away and don't sin again. I am the light of the world." Jesus spoke to them again, "I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have light and life." The Pharisees replied, "Now you are speaking on your own behalf. Your testimony is worthless." Then Jesus said, "Even though I bear witness to myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I came from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. As for me, I don't judge anyone. But if I had to judge, my judgment would be valid. And I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. So I am bearing witness to myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness to me." They asked him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You don't know me or my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father as well." Jesus said these things when he was teaching in the temple area, in the place where they received the offerings. No one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. Again Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and though you look for me, you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." The Jews wondered, "Why does he say that we can't come where he is going? Will he kill himself?" But Jesus said, "You are from below, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins, and you shall die in your sins unless you believe that I am He." They asked him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said, "Just what I have told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to condemn. But the one who sent me is truthful, and everything I learned from him I proclaim to the world." They didn't understand that Jesus was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but I say just what the Father taught me. He who sent me is with me and has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him." The children of truth. As Jesus spoke like this, many believed in him. Jesus went on to say to the Jews who believed in him, "You will be my true disciples if you keep my word. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are the descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves of anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave. But the slave doesn't stay in the house forever. The Son stays forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be really free. I know that you are the descendants of Abraham, yet you want to kill me because my word finds no place in you. For my part, I speak of what I have seen in my Father's presence, but you do what you have learned from your father." They answered him, "Our father is Abraham." Then Jesus said, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do as Abraham did. But now you want to kill me, the one who tells the truth that I have learned from God. That is not what Abraham did. What you are doing are the works of your father." The Jews said to him, "We are not illegitimate children. We have one Father, God." Jesus replied, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I came forth from God, and I am here. And I didn't come by my own decision, but it was he himself who sent me. Why do you not understand my teaching? It is because you cannot bear my message. The father you spring from is the devil, and you will carry out the evil wishes of your father, who has been a murderer from the beginning. He didn't uphold the truth, for in him there is no truth. And now, when he speaks for himself, he lies. He is a liar and the father of lies. Now I speak the truth, and you don't believe me. Who among you can find anything false in me? Then, if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. You don't hear because you are not of God." The Jews retorted, "So we are right in saying that you are a Samaritan and are possessed by a demon." Jesus said, "I am not possessed, and you try to shame me when I give honor to my Father. I don't care about my own glory. There is one who cares for me, and he will be the judge. Truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never experience death. The Jews replied, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets as well. But you say, whoever keeps my word will never experience death. Who do you claim to be? Do you claim to be greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets also died?" Then Jesus said, "If I were to praise myself, it would count for nothing. But he who gives glory to me is the Father, the very one you claim as your God, although you don't know him. I know him, and if I were to say that I don't know him, I would be a liar like you. But I know him, and I keep his word. As for Abraham, your ancestor, he looked forward to the day when I would come, and he rejoiced when he saw it." The Jews then said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" And Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." They then picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and left the temple.